USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A fifth person has been confirmed dead in the partial collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Cava updated reporters Saturday on the efforts of rescue teams digging through the rubble.
Our teams have been working around the clock, as always, to search for survivors. They have not stopped. And today, our search and rescue teams found another body in the rubble. And as well, our search has revealed some human remains.
An engineering report from 2018 released by the city of Surfside Saturday showed that major structural damage was found in a concrete slab that the ground floor pool deck was resting on. The inspection also found cracking in the concrete columns and walls in the building's parking garage. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Department of Justice announced a lawsuit Friday against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote, but Georgia's Secretary of State disagrees. Brad Raffensperger tells Fox News that the law included things like voter ID that President Biden has supported in the past.
But in 2002, President Biden, when he was a senator, voted for the Help America Vote Act, which required if you showed up and which you registered by mail, and then you showed up to vote, you had to show photo ID. And that's in effect what we've done with absentee voting. We've gone to a measure that's very objective with driver's license number. It's what's being currently used in Minnesota. Democrats love it up there. It should be something that is just accepted, that is very objective. It's being used in red states and blue states. So it's good, solid election reform measures that we put in place in Georgia.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
One major drug maker will stop distributing certain painkillers as part of a court settlement. Wendy King explains.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against five other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family as owners of Purdue Pharma. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Arkansas's governor is imploring his state's residents to get vaccinated against COVID as Arkansas sees an increase in new cases. Governor Asa Hutchinson tweeting Saturday that the majority of COVID patients in Arkansas's hospitals were unvaccinated and that more people needed to get inoculated. Arkansas has seen a 51% increase in new cases over the last 2 weeks, the fifth highest rate of new cases in the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.